2 years of teaching in a high school, St. Thomas High School, in fact, in Houston. And it was at the end of that period that I left the order and then began my graduate studies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, clubs. Those are clubs. It's not really, you didn't ask for hobbies.
Well, hobbies if you like.
Hobbies. That changed, yeah. Earlier, a lot of time, as I say, with photography, did a lot of that sort of thing. My own developing, and that was kind of a high school passion. And then, later, undergraduate and graduate school, did a lot of camping, outdoor sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Music is more than an avocation, really. It's almost a second career, an ancillary career, probably.
Is this singing or?
No, I'm studying piano and just spending a lot of time with music, whether actually attending opera festivals and various.
Mm-hmm.
Been able to travel a great deal in Europe, a good bit in Europe, I suppose.
Where have you been?
In Europe. I've been a total of about 4 months in France, I suppose. And a couple of months in Italy, a month in Greece, a month or so in Holland, the Low Countries, several weeks in Austria, about a week in Prague, 2 or 3 weeks in England, quite a bit of travel in the U.S. and Eastern and Western Canada.
Mm-hmm. What part of the United States have you been to?
Just about every, with the exception of Upper New England, well, New England, and I suppose the Central Plains. Haven't been to the Dakotas and Minnesota, Wisconsin, but I've been traveled in the far west, in the east, the southeast, the south.
When have you had time to do all this travel?
Well, most of my travels have been, most of my summers since I was actually in high school, I've been, you know, whether it was doing archaeology in Italy or studying German in Germany. Yes, I left that out. I've been about 3 months in Germany. I studied German one summer over there. Summer of 74, I was doing an archaeological dig in the south of Italy.
What were you unearthing?
The ancient Greek city of Metaponto, which was a Greek colony founded probably in the around 700 BC is the first Greek settlement that we're aware of, but became full and inhabited Greek and later Roman and later Christian site on the instep of the boot. One summer I spent about 15 weeks in Europe. When I was an undergrad, I won a travel grant as a result of my work in French studies. And they just gave me a nice...
You didn't study, you just...
I didn't have to, no. It was money for work done, not to do work. And so I just went over and had a good time. Saw a great deal of France, though. That was the summer that I spent a lot of time in France.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Paris for about a month and then decided I was going to take a tour of the cathedrals, the Gothic and Romanesque cathedrals of France. And then I've spent a couple summers, one summer with a group of high school and college students teaching with the Foreign Study League. One Christmas and New Year, I took a group of my high school students over to Italy and Sicily for 3 weeks.
Mm.
Last summer, I was in Paris and Prague doing research for a private foundation in Houston, out of Houston. I think that covers my European travels.
Those are pretty extensive travels, all right.
Yeah.
Well, how about your parents now? Where was your mother born?
Yeah, mother was born in Houston in 1913, and my dad, likewise born in Houston, in 1908.
And how about their education? How far did they get in school?
Yeah, both of them are college graduates. My mother's degree is from Rice,